Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis C. Oji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
I want to share with you certain things that I consider to be indispensable. Yes, I'm going to be sharing with you about seven indispensable keys for a life of glory. Seven indispensable keys. I'll give you one today because of time, then we'll continue like that. Are we here together? Seven indispensable. Like, there are certain things you cannot do without this one if you really desire a life of glory. Now, first of all, you must understand that the life of glory is the life of beauty. The life of glory is the life of splendor. The life of glory is the life of magnificence. Something that is beautiful to behold. Something that you can say, yes, is worthy of emulation. Glory is the full weight of a thing. When you enter the fullness of the manifestation of your destiny, people are seeing your glory. Are we here together? Yes. So when you say you are seeing the glory, the Queen of Sheba heard about Solomon. And when she heard of the man Solomon, the Bible says she traveled all the way. She traveled all the way, came with so many gifts so that she will, the Bible says, to see the glory of Solomon. She wanted to behold the glory. She had heard with the hearing of the ears, but her eye needed to see. So she left Sheba and she started coming to see Solomon. The Bible says when she got to Solomon's temple, the way she was received by the ushers, maybe the way the meeters and greeters, that kind of thing, you know what I'm saying? That kind of people. As soon as they just immediately saw the way they were dressed, their attire, and looked around Solomon's house and saw gold, saw silver, saw beauty, saw wealth, saw how much God had blessed Solomon. The Bible says the Queen of Sheba fainted. The kind of glory that will make those who should be mocking at you faint. I declare in the name of Jesus, you are entering that dimension of glory. They will hear of your product and service and they will faint. This fainting will cause them to ask the God that you serve. I declare you are breaking from glory to glory. New heights to new heights. In the name of Jesus. Sit up in heavenly places. Number one key, if you must experience glory, beauty, wealth, you want to come into that dimension of expression of the fullness of what God created inside of you. Number one, you must unleash your value. Write it down. Unleash your value. Unleash your value. Unleash your value. Unleash your value. There must be value that you are providing. Value creation can be referred to many things, but within the context of my discussion today, value creation is simply the ability of an individual or an organization to solve problems or proffer solution. If you solve problems and proffer solution, very soon your glory will be seen. The glory of your life is in the problem you were created to solve. Write it down. The glory of your life is in the problem that you were created to solve. God has not created a non-entity. God has not created a single person without something to offer. I told you over and over again, if you don't have anything to offer, you will suffer. So, the value of your life has to be unleashed. You must have values. You must have values that you are unleashing to your world. There must be something that you are giving out to your world. There must be something your organization is giving out, your business is giving out, your career is giving to your employer. There must be something that you are selling or buying, whether products, goods, or services. There must be something, because you can never amount to anything if you do not have anything. There's something you have. Is anybody, guess what I'm saying here tonight? I told you we're going to go into this dimension of teachings every single week from the supernatural dimensions, practical of the supernatural. We experience it. You can see the power of God healing, oozing out of this environment, healing the sick, delivering the oppressed. The same way the wisdom of God is going to be released. This is the home of wisdom, signs, and wonders. Every devil that attempts to stop you, I declare after this meeting, this one, your creativity will be unleashed in the name of Jesus. Ideas will break forth in the name of Jesus. Light will come upon your mind in the name of Jesus. Value creation is about using your skills, your gifts, your talent, your expertise to solve problems. What needs are you meeting? You cannot enter into glory if you don't have anything that you are offering, sir. I don't want to deceive you. Many people lie around deceiving themselves or somebody else deceiving them, telling them, just don't worry. You wake up one morning and something will happen. Sir, it does not happen like that. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hand to rest. Poverty comes upon their enemy. It will not come upon you in the name of Jesus. What do you have to give in exchange? For who you are today, there is something God has loaded inside of you that you need to give to the world. In this world, there is something you must give out to the world that will cause the world to give you its glory. Remember the illustration of Jesus Christ when he was tempted by the devil. The devil came to Jesus Christ and he said to him, Jesus, if you are the Son of God, you must give me worship so that I will give you the glory of the world. He said, give me worship. You must give me something. If you give me worship, all the glory of the world that you see, I will give. In other words, the world has glory. He was saying, if you worship me, I will give you wealth. I will give you money. I will give you houses. I will give you everything. All those things are called the glory of the world that we live in. Silver and gold, you know, your diamond and everything. God has positioned glory everywhere around the world. And this glory cannot be received if you are not ready to give something in exchange. There must be a value that you're providing. There must be a service that you're offering. There must be something that you are giving out for the world to release its glory. It is a trade and barter system. Write it down. Trade by barter. That's where we are. Status is changing. No more decline. You are on your way to greater days. Status is changing. No more decline. My way to better days. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. Ashamanagabarabadalabalabash. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. Way to better days. Value creation is about using your skills, your intelligence, your expertise, your education, what you have been educated with. You must translate education into monetary value. You must translate what you have learned into wealth. Wisdom and knowledge that does not translate to wealth is useless. What did you learn? If you have learned, you should be earning. You learn to earn. Did anybody get what I just said here? As a businessman, a young boy leaves the village at age 8 or at age 9 and he comes to Lagos and he stays somewhere in Lagos Island or Ladipo or Alaba here and he's serving a boss. After a period of giving value to his boss, one day the boss will release him. Then whatever it is the boss was giving to others, the boss has trained him how to give that value also. As soon as he starts giving that value to the world begins to bring its resources. Imagine the person came to Lagos and kept sky counting the bridge around town and started saying that, you see, I don't know, but in this Lagos will profit me. Lagos will profit me. No. You must look for the problem of the people in Lagos to get the glory of the people in Lagos. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Is it making sense to somebody here? You cannot earn income until you start creating values. What products have you created that people need and can pay for? What service are you offering that people can exchange so that they will look at the service that you're offering and they can give you financial returns for the service that you're offering? Sometimes what they even give you for your service is honor, and that honor begins to open doors for you. Like I told you, honor, man, she honor. Are we here together? People don't get wealthy by chance. Foolish people want to get rich by luck. Wise people get rich by work. Foolish people want to get rich by what? Luck. Wise people get rich by what? Work. God put Adam in the Garden of Eden and he told him to tend the garden, to work. Adam, you must do something so that the world will release its glory to you. What value are you providing? You cannot be financially empowered until you start solving problems. In my book, Financial Fitness, you're going to see the full pack of these things. Dangerous books, sir. Dangerous books. How to break out of debts. How to break out of debts, never to borrow. 2003 to the day, I have never had to borrow anybody. I never had to look for anybody. I cut my coat in wisdom according to my material. And when I need an extra material, I know how to go about it. I never had to look for my neighbor to borrow me material to sew the clothes I'm wearing for anyone. No, I know how to get my own. I never stayed in my house one day idle, doing nothing and just waiting for money to come. Sir, never. 2003 till death, I never worked for anybody. I've been providing value. I never. It's just that I'm working for you like this now. Indirectly, I'm working for you. Yeah, I'm working for you. You may not understand, but I'm working. This is serious work. I'm, can't you see I'm sweating? It's serious work I'm doing. Are we here together? You must understand how these things work. Yes. So value is what you have to offer to your world in exchange for what the world has. You cannot come into wealth until you have started creating values. Value creation is about solving problems. A bus driver is solving a problem and he will definitely get paid. True or false? Exactly. A videographer is solving a problem. You want your memories. You want to capture your memories for several years. Then he gets a video for you or he gets a picture snap for you. He has captured your memory and you have released your money. Value creation. An event planner sits down because of your busy schedule and wakes up one morning and say, my work, I have a service. What's your service? I plan events. And the person takes all the responsibility, goes around market, check the cost, check the price, do everything, whatever it is, organize and say, you are going to pay me for doing all this for you. Instead of sitting down in a house and saying, there's nothing I have to do and nobody is there to help me. She goes about that. And before you know it, in turn, the person gets your glory. Money itself has its own glory. If you must get that money, put it in your pocket, you must be offering something. One of the reasons you see that when people have worked in their life and they retire, some people, there are different things. I want to touch this right now so that some of us who are elderly will take advantage of this and some of us who need to discuss with your parents about this will know the wisdom to apply. Now, when they start in the early days of their life, because they are offering value, maybe they are working for the government or something, they are getting money. Are we here together now? Now, the government begins to keep something for them after they have finished working for the government as benefits for the value that they have provided all the years. Now, it's part of their money saved for them. Are we here together now? So they're keeping that money. Why? Because they know there is a time where that man cannot provide value. And there's no way in this life, as far as he cannot provide value, he will not be getting money. So for the value that he has provided, we created a system to save for him so that by the time he's no longer creating value, the value he created long time ago will be pulled out gradually and servicing the man's life. There's certain people who work with private organizations and they do the same thing for them. There are many people who run their personal business. Listen to me. You run a personal business of your own and you are not wise to know that as you are making this money, the way somebody is paid in an organization and saving for that day, you should create a personal pension scheme for yourself, because there will be a time in your life where you have now grown old. The Bible says that it is possible in a person's life that at old age, you are no longer able to do certain things you used to do before, but what you have done before, can it speak for you? Some wiser people will turn it into investments. When you read my book, Financial Fitness, you hear about investments also. Investments where you put your money somewhere so that even when others that you did the same job with and they had only the wisdom of savings, but you had an extra wisdom of investment, depending on the quality of investment that you are also making, you can sit back one day. Why one person is getting 10,000? You were getting what you were getting and you were planting it somewhere and other people begin to work for you. Then one day, everything begins to turn. Even if you are dead and long gone, your children can be eating from there. Wisdom is profitable to direct. 5 years ago, I started a particular thing, and when they paid me the money 5 years after, I looked at the money. Sincerely, there was nothing I needed that money to do at that moment, so I just moved it somewhere. The reason is because 5 years, I started saving. It was in court. The guy would call me. Sir, you have not sent your premium. I said, this money. It was inconveniencing and looked like it was discomforting, but when the huge lump came, sorrow may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Is anybody getting what I'm sharing tonight? Is anybody learning from what I'm saying tonight? Yes. Yes. So you must ask yourself, what service am I providing? You want a life of glory? You must ask yourself, we all have something given to us by God to solve a problem. Every human being has been created by God to either provide a service for money or exchange goods and services for money. Every human being. He called his servants and he gave to them talents. To one he gave five. To one he gave three. To another he gave one. At least he gave him one. I've never seen a time where God will not give somebody at least one. At least one. Somebody sits and says, Pastor, I don't have anything to do. I don't know what to do. I'm just here. Sir, in this meeting, 20 days of glory, whatever it is that God has deposited inside of you, whatever problem has around your environment that you ought to be solving but you are not seeing, I declare your eyes open to see in the name of Jesus. Wherever your money is, you will see it in the name of Jesus. Wherever your wealth lies, you will see it in the name of Jesus. Every gift and potential designed to translate to financial benefit that you are still calling a hobby, I declare, may the power of God steer that gift. It will move from hobby to become a business. It will move from hobby to become a vision. It will move from hobby to become a source of income. In the name of Jesus.
My hobby is my hobby. Somebody's building a house with it. It's still your hobby. Tell your neighbor, this is 20 days of glory. My life is getting a shift. Do you know, as I'm talking now, the grace that God has given me for this is that people will start getting ideas. I'm telling you, when you step out of here, the next 3 weeks, some of you will never recover. You will now be asking, which one will I? Now, I've now discovered that I've been so full of many things I didn't know. No problem. It's a good problem. After 20 days of glory, you have a good problem of multiple things to do. I came back home one day and I saw my father when I went to ask him for school fees, and he was standing in front of me, literally crying. And I said, I will never come back to this house again to ask for money. I will never. And that was the end. That was the end. As a student, 200 level on campus, I started driving already. When God blessed me with that car, sir, you know about the car. When God blessed me that time with the car, I was saying, how will I be fueling this car? I told myself I'll go and be carrying passengers. Well, that's value I was thinking of. But God beat my expectation by increasing. He who has increased your capacity knows what to do. I was blessed by that time. I was creating value also. I was preaching in the church that day. Reverend Best was in church that day. I was preaching. And all of a sudden, a brother brought the car and he said, God has told him. After that message, he said, God has told him to give me that car. And when I got that car as a gift, it was value I was providing. I was providing spiritual value. Casting the sickness out of people is spiritual value. Healing the sick is value. Raising the dead is value. Giving light to those who lack light is value. Both intellectual value, spiritual value, mental value, everything is an embodiment of what we carry. We're not ordinary people. And that's why when you see that they say a man of God is blessed and you're talking anything, you are confused though. Because the kind of value, the number of people that have been depressed in town, will react on town. Mad people will be everywhere if not for this gospel we preach. They will be talking to themselves confused like this. But when you come on Sunday, I service you. You come on Tuesday, I service you. Morning prayer, I service you. I declare in the name of Jesus, may this labor over you not be in vain in the name of Jesus. This value be provided. May you catch it well in the name of Jesus. May you translate it to wealth to bring your family out of poverty. Bring your family out of lack. Bring your parents out of lack. In the name of Jesus. A good man leaveth inheritance for his children's children. It's not that the person comes and you become an investment plan for your parents. Retirement plan. May I not have that mindset to be a retirement plan for anybody. May nobody package to put me on a place where I will now be getting stipend as retirement benefit. No, when it is time, whatever I have done, I will sleep in the Lord conveniently, and my children will become 5, 10, 20, 100 million times richer than they were in my lifetime. That is the goal. Tell your neighbor that's the goal. Yes, because a good man leaveth inheritance for his children's children. We suffer some things today so that the next generation will not suffer. And because we don't want them to suffer, the only thing we can do is to plant wisdom enough, because a foolish son will squander the wealth of the father. So we'll plant wisdom. They don't have to suffer. With enough wisdom, they will know how to demystify business and transactions and enterprises. Is anybody being blessed here? Is anybody being blessed here now? The first step to do to create wealth is recognize the value God has given to you. Oh Lord, open my eyes so that I will see that value. You will pray that prayer after this meeting. Oh Lord, open my eyes. It might be singing, it might be writing, it might be acting, it might be talking, it might be solution. We provide true knowledge on Instagram, on YouTube. You have something that you're putting out every day. I realize that there are certain farmers in Uganda and Kenya, they are not making all their money alone from farming. They are making their money from their YouTube views. They are passionate about the things they do on YouTube. They are consistent. They are consistent. Sir, one of the things that has made a lot of people stink in life is because they are not consistent. If you are not consistent, you will stink. You have to be consistent. You have to be consistent. You have to be consistent. Many people are not seeing what you are doing now, but one day you will be so visible that they cannot but see you. Why? Consistency. Sell bread today. Sell potato tomorrow. Sell cut hair next tomorrow. Do paints next week. Wear shirt. Brothers and sisters, may your confusion not be like that. Wake up and tell yourself, maybe as a man, as a woman, I will stay on this business for the next 15 years of my life and watch it. Sir, I've been preaching for over 16 years. Maybe not pastoring church for that number of years. Church is just 8 years, is that not? 8. But I've been doing this thing. Those who have known me, you know, for a long time. Somebody saw me one time and he said, you have not changed. I said, I cannot change you. Eh? My character is fixed. This is the path. I have settled the course that I must follow. And no devil can move me out of it. Because I know the call upon my life. Even when things were tough and I was not looking like it, brothers and sisters, I remained there. Let every man abide in the calling, the place wherewith he had been called. Don't lose everything that is happening around town to confuse yourself. They are selling pure water today, you want to sell. They are doing POS today, you want to do. Before you know it, they carry the bag, they carry your shoe, carry everything. Know where you belong. Tomorrow they are selling a basket. You say the basket is fine, everybody is not selling. But they are selling gas tomorrow, everybody is selling gas. You already are just adding many things to many things. Sir, sometimes you must understand that two visions eventually leads towards division. When your eyes is single, the whole of your body will be full of light. I will not continue. I'll keep this message. Trust me. Yes, there's a Holy Ghost move that will happen tonight. And God's servants will pray as he's ministering and everything. I don't know the dimension God has led him. But one of the things is that God works in partnership. As he's beginning to minister, some of you light will be coming to the areas of your creativity. Some of you just discover that light is breaking forth upon you. Light is breaking forth upon you. And your destiny opening up for life in the name of Jesus. Watch out for the book, Financial Fitness. It's a powerful book. There are two of them. One of them is coming out this evening on pre-order. It's visible. What every man needs in a woman. Kai. It's every lady's Bible. If you don't study that book of the law, if it departs out of your mouth, I took time after several weeks. I've been teaching relationship for the whole of that 16 years. I started my ministry teaching purpose, teaching relationship. And I believe in the supernatural from day one. I believe the power of God to heal. I believe God can give us strength to cast out. I've been from day one. Even when I shout and no devil left, I still kept shouting on the devil. Baby, shout my bone, you get used to my voice. One day, this power will show you pepper. I didn't stop. I continue building capacity. Maybe by that time, I had just 2 biceps. Until I grew 3, until I grew 5, until I will grow 6, until when he sees, you don't need to talk, he will just see you like this. He say, Marvis, the day, run away. You are coming to that level in your life. What was intimidating, you will be intimidated by your presence. In the name of Jesus, rise up on your feet. You say, Father, open my eyes to see the value that is within me. I will continue this teaching some other time. Open my eyes. I have something to offer. Lord, show me. Show me within and around my environment. Show me what I have to offer so that my life will become glorious. This is an essential for a glorious life. Every man that has something to offer will not suffer. Solomon was a poet. Solomon was a content writer. Solomon was a songwriter. But David, songwriter too. He was also a farmer. He was also a king, an administrator. Everything was value that he was providing. Value that he was providing. Value that he was providing. Can you pray tonight? You are not praying. And say, whatever is inside of me that is locked up, that must show up. Let it show up. Let it show up. Let it show up. My gifts, my skills, my talents, my abilities. Sometimes some of you is an opportunity that your parents have created already that you are supposed to key into it.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life transforming messages, Stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.